Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitch. It's been a hot second since I've done that intro and I'm so excited to be back. So if you do follow along just on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you don't follow the podcast Instagram account, you're probably like, where the heck have you been? I announced 2 weeks ago on the podcast Instagram account that I was going to be taking a two-week break. I started back up school this month. If you don't know, I am a full-time law student. I am in my last year and I started up everything completely virtually. So all of my classes are online this semester. And I just wanted to give myself time to transition into this very weird and wacky new school year. So I announced on the podcast Instagram that I was going to take a two-week break until Tuesday, September 15th. That two-week break turned into a three-week break. To be quite frank, I just didn't really have the inspiration or the willpower to put out any episodes. Never ever want to put out an episode that I'm not completely in love with and proud of. And I just want to be open and honest with you guys and say that I did lose inspiration. I didn't know what sort of content and episodes I wanted to be putting out. And I just felt really, really overwhelmed in conjunction with my school year starting back up. I think it's important to realize that there are times in life you are going to lose inspiration or willpower to complete a task at hand or whatever. And that's just how I was feeling when it came to this podcast. I just felt super lost and stressed out. So I didn't want to take that negative energy that I was feeling and put it out into my episodes, because a couple hundred of you guys listen to my episodes each week. And if I take that negative energy and that stress that I'm holding and put it into my episodes, I'm broadcasting that energy out to hundreds of you. And it just didn't seem fair. And I never want this podcast to be something that stresses you out or makes you feel anxious and down. I always try to put out really high quality, fun, interesting episodes. And I just felt stuck, if I'm being honest. So yeah, we are back. I'm going to be back on my normal upload schedule every Tuesday. I feel back into the routine of things. Starting back up school was so stressful and getting into my routine was just insane. A lot has happened in September, a lot of updates. So I announced on the last episode, which was 3 weeks ago, it was the episode about how I cleared my skin, that I was offered a spin instructor position at Revolution Buffalo, which is the spin studio I've been going to for about a year and a half here in Buffalo. It's the studio that I just completely fell in love with spin at, and I announced last episode that I became an instructor there. I'm officially teaching and on the schedule. That is super exciting. So I teach every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. It is a rhythm style class, so very much like SoulCycle. If you've tried SoulCycle before, if you're in the Buffalo area, please come and take a class. It would be so fun to meet you people. I know a lot of people in the Buffalo area listen to this podcast, so definitely come. The classes are super fun. I have been loving doing that. And it's been taking up a lot of my time in conjunction with school, which is why I've kind of strayed away from this podcast a little bit. But one of my writers last week came up to me and was like, are you going to put out more podcast episodes? And you know who you are if you're listening. Thank you for that little push. I just kind of needed a little motivation, and knowing that someone who was taking one of my spin classes listens to the podcast and wanted to hear more episodes gave me that extra push that I needed to record an episode for this week. Yeah, like I said, I officially started my spin instructor position. I have been loving that. I also started up back school. Like I said, I am completely online. Doing law classes online is quite an interesting experience. And I know a lot of us are going through the struggle of Zoom university classes. I have a lot of girls my age and a little bit younger than me, like in college, who listened to this podcast. And I know a lot of colleges in the United States didn't go back on campus, or you're on campus but taking mostly online classes. It's just a crazy hectic time right now. And today's episode, I wanted to sit down and kind of do Zoom university themed episode, if that makes sense. And just some tips and tricks on how I've been keeping my motivation up, how I've settled into a routine with my classes, and just some tips on how to manage stress. I think online classes have been really stressful. I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but I think online school is more stressful than in-person school. Please let me know if you feel the same way, because I don't know what it is. I just feel way more stressed taking online classes, and I feel like a lot of people feel the same way as I do, and I thought it would be really useful to do an episode just talking about tips and tricks on how to keep your motivation high and how to keep your stress levels low while doing online school. So usually for solo episodes, I'll always do a goal of the week and then one negative that I'm turning into a positive. I am going to do that this week, but I'm actually going to sort of implement it into this episode's theme, if that makes sense. I'll kind of touch on my goal and then the one negative I'm turning into a positive while I discuss my tips and tricks for online classes. So let's go ahead and get into that. Okay, so let's get into the tips that I have for online classes. These can also work if you are working remotely. I know a lot of people in my life have gone back to work, but then a pretty decent amount are still working remotely. Like my boyfriend is due to work remotely pretty much throughout the end of the year. So these tips can work whether you're in online school or working remotely, whatever your situation is. But my top tip is keep a normal schedule. This was really difficult for me for the first 2 weeks of the semester because it didn't feel like I was back at school. I think the feeling of not going to campus every day really kept my mind from getting back into the school mode. And so I really had to self-motivate myself to do my homework, do my readings, and have everything prepped in time for my online classes, which are Monday through Thursday for me. I actually have a lot more time this semester because I am not traveling back and forth from campus. And I will say that my professors have lightened the load a little bit. Law school is like notorious for cold calling, which means you get called at random by a professor. Like you don't know if you're going to get called on. They just say your name and you have to answer the question. A lot of my professors, I think all of them, actually aren't doing that, which takes a lot of stress off of you as a law student. But at the same time, cold calling kind of motivates me to keep up with my assignments and reading, because knowing that I could get called on at random during class motivates me to do my reading and my assignments for that class day. So like I said, I just feel like it hasn't clicked in my brain for the first 2 weeks of the semester that I was back in school, and I really struggled with getting a good schedule down. I felt like I was really overwhelmed with my classes and getting my work and my assignments done. I hadn't established a really good schedule for myself of when I want to be doing schoolwork and then when I want to be working on my podcast and my social media. Also, for the first 2 weeks of my semester, I felt like I didn't have time to do other things outside of schoolwork and my podcast and stuff like that that I do to keep me grounded and to keep me sane. That includes going on walks, working out aside from teaching my spin classes, and reading. Those were things that I was really not good about implementing into my schedule for the first couple weeks of the fall semester for me, just because I felt like I had all of this free time with my online classes, but then at the same time, I was so unorganized about doing my homework and my reading assignments that any free time that I did have, I ended up having to divert it to doing schoolwork. So that was really stressful for me. You know, I love going on walks and I love doing Pilates and I love strength training and stuff like that. Like those are things that I need to implement into my daily routine to ground me and to keep my sanity levels, you know, leveled off. So I finally feel like I have come up with a good schedule, and that is actually my goal for this week and from here on out, is to stick to that schedule. So basically I try to be up every morning by 7 a.m. I like to get a workout in. Like I said, I teach my spin classes Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m. So that's my workout for Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I will try to work out on usually like Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then I usually take Saturdays off. So I wake up by 7. I work out, I have a really great breakfast, I usually have a Zoom class at 9 a.m., so I will attend that. And then during my little pockets of time that I have between my Zoom classes on the weekdays, I'll go on a walk. I will do my social media stuff. I'll record my podcast. And then when I'm done with classes for the day, which is usually later in the afternoon, right before dinner time for me and my family, I'll usually just chill out. I'll allow myself to go on social media. I'll watch YouTube videos. I just use that time to chill out. I really try to like get a lot of my work done and my workouts and my social media work and my podcast work done between like 7 and 4 p.m. That's kind of like the times where I feel like I'm most focused to work. And then pretty much from like 4 p.m. on, I shut down. And I think it's really important when you're coming up with a schedule, especially when times are so crazy like this and our usual routines are so interrupted, that you do give yourself some time to chill out. I feel like working from home or doing school from home, whatever it may be, your days are busier because you're trying to attend online classes or online meetings. And then you're also trying to do a workout or attend to your kids or whatever it may be. Just make sure that you give yourself some time to chill out. And likewise, also making sure that you're implementing things that you enjoy in your daily routine. Like I said earlier, for the first couple weeks of my semester, I wasn't doing things that I enjoyed, like going on walks, doing Pilates, reading, journaling, all of that sort of stuff. I just was horrible about implementing into my day-to-day routine for the first couple weeks of the fall semester. And I felt it. I felt really stressed out. I felt really scatterbrained, and I just felt like my entire life was revolving around school for the first couple weeks of the semester, and I just can't operate like that personally. It just isn't the way that I want to live my life. So implementing things into your daily routine that keep you grounded and keep you sane. It could be just going on a quick 20, 30 minute walk. Maybe it's reading for 10 minutes before bed. Maybe it's waking up before everybody in your house each morning, having a cup of coffee and reading a couple pages of a book or listening to a podcast or just looking out the window and being grateful for waking up that day. Implementing things in your life that are just little things that help ground you and keep you grateful and thankful will make your day-to-day routine so much easier, and then make the, you know, the bitch work that you have to do for school or for work so much easier, and you'll just feel so much more level-headed, I feel like. So keeping a normal schedule in these crazy hectic times is very, very important. Another piece of advice I have for online classes or working remotely is changing up your scenery often. So, you know, we're used to going to campus for classes, or we're used to going into the office for work. And I think, you know, when we first started doing online classes or working remotely, it sounded great. We're like, oh, this is so nice. I don't have to go into the office. I don't have to drive to campus. It's great. I can stay in my pajamas all day. But then I think after a couple of months, a lot of us realize that we miss those interactions with our coworkers or with our colleagues at school. And I don't think we realize that that little change in scenery each day that we have tends to usually fuel our motivation to do our work for the day. So I do most of my work at my desk in my room at my house, but I also have been frequently visiting coffee shops. So if you are in the Buffalo area, I am frequently at various spot coffee locations. I love spot coffee. I also will go to Starbucks. Actually, using this time to explore more local coffee shops in the Buffalo area. So like I said, Spot Coffee is a Buffalo local coffee shop, but there are a bunch of other little small coffee shops here in Buffalo that I want to explore. And I've kind of just made it like a little game for myself to go and check out all of these new places while also changing up my scenery. I swear, just changing up your scenery once or twice a week will really give you like that extra little push that you need to complete your work for that day. My third tip for online classes is put yourself in your professor's shoes. So a lot of professors are struggling just as much, if not more, than us students when it comes to online classes. This is a whole different world for them. A lot of professors are older and not as technologically savvy. You know, for us, when we go to school, that's our social interaction. It's the same thing for them. It tends to be a lot of our professors' social interaction for their day when they come to school and teach us. So I always try to put myself in the shoes of my professor. I know with Zoom classes, it can be really easy to not pay attention. You could turn your camera off. You could go sit on your phone and basically just show up, get the attendance points that you need to get, and then turn off your camera and zone out for the next 45 minutes or hour and a half, however long your classes are. I totally feel that. There's days where I show up and I'm like, I don't want to put my camera on. I just want to sit on my phone on Instagram and just get my attendance points that I need to get and zone out. But then I always try to put myself in the shoes of my professor. You know, they are just as confused as we are with everything that's going on with COVID and online classes. And they're just as stressed as we are. So I always put myself in their shoes and think, okay, if I was a professor, I wouldn't want to be looking at a screen full of turned off cameras via Zoom. Like it's just not exciting, and it kind of makes you feel like you're wasting your time and that people aren't interested in what you're saying. So I always try to put myself in the shoes of my professor. For all five classes that I'm taking, I don't turn off my camera. I actually also find that that helps hold myself accountable so that I don't reach for my phone and sit on it during class. Just knowing that my camera's on and that my professor can see me and my other classmates can see me just holds me accountable to actually paying attention and taking notes and actually listening to what the professor is saying. So, you know, when it comes to school, online classes, yeah, they seem like a joke, but you're still paying for it at the end of the day. So get your money's worth. Obviously, you don't want this to come back and bite you in the ass at the end of the semester during your finals time when you have no idea what to study because you weren't paying attention in your Zoom classes. So I always just try to put myself in my professor's shoes. And in turn, I think it's kind of like just holding myself accountable by keeping my camera on, paying attention, treating it like it was an in-person class. I just find that that helps hold me accountable and stay motivated to actually keep up with my assignments, take notes during class, and listen and not reach for my phone. Last but not least, my last little tip for online classes, not really a tip, but I've talked about this before, and that's recognizing our privilege to have an education. This is kind of like the one negative I'm turning into a positive. I've definitely have made this my little negative that I'm turning into a positive a time or two before this in past episodes. But again, I really just want to reiterate how privileged we are to be college students or high school students, whatever age level you're at, grad student like I am. Getting an education is such a privilege. There are so many people in this world who wish that they were in your position, that they had the opportunity to get an education, to learn, to read, to grow. And I always just try to remind myself that I am so privileged to be a law student, that I've had such a great education for my entire life, and that so many people would kill to be in the position that I am and have the opportunity to get an education like I am. So whenever I'm not feeling motivated to read, or whenever I feel like slacking off or just like bitching about how stressful Zoom classes are and how I don't want to do them, I always try to ground myself and remind myself that this is a privilege to sit here and be educated and be in a higher education program is truly a privilege. So that's kind of the one negative I'm turning into a positive this week. I want you to remind yourself of your privilege when you do feel like turning off your Zoom camera for class, or you don't feel like reading, or you don't feel like attending class. Remind yourself of that privilege. Okay, so like I said earlier, I don't know if it's just me. I would love to hear your guys' opinions about this, but I am way more stressed in online classes than I ever am for in-person classes. Again, I felt like earlier in the semester, like in the beginning of the semester, I felt like a lot of my stress stemmed from the fact that I did not have a good routine down. But I'm still am feeling stressed. Like I just feel like it's a lot of work compared to in-person classes. I don't know if it's just because this is such a new concept to be doing online classes. I've taken online classes before in college and stuff, but I've never done like a full course load of online classes. So I'm just super, super stressed out about it. I'm so curious to hear if you think online classes are harder than in-person classes, but feeling stressed. I don't know if you guys are, but here are a couple of tips to help keep your stress levels down as much as you can possibly make them. I always think that it's good to have a little bit of stress because I think it kind of like lights a fire under your ass and keeps you motivated. But when your stress levels are like out of control, that's when there's an issue. So I hope that these tips do help you. But one is identifying actual things that are in your control to fix. This is a huge one for me. I am the type of person, not only when it comes to school, but just life in general, that I tend to take on a lot of problems that aren't even real or have come into fruition yet. I tend to take on a lot of other people's problems. That was a huge, huge issue I had, especially throughout college. I always felt like I had to be a problem solver for other people and focus on fixing other people's issues aside from my own. But just identifying things that are actually in your control to fix right now. So I don't know if it's just because this is my last year of school ever and I graduate this upcoming May, but I have been really, really stressed about what I'm going to be doing this time next year, where I'll be living. Hopefully if my long distance boyfriend and I will be living in the same city together, where I'll be working, just what I'll be doing with my life this time next year. I'm not kidding. I think about this at least once a day and it stresses me out so much. That I always try to remind myself that I can't control things that are going to happen a year from now. I can control things that are causing me stress right now in this moment. So maybe that's doing a reading for class, or maybe it's recording a podcast episode or doing something for my social media or making a playlist for one of my spin classes. Things that are stressing me out in this moment that I can control and fix are things that are worth stressing out over. Not stuff that is months and months away that hasn't even become a reality yet. I really always try to remind myself that I am in control of what's going on in the present, not about the stuff that I have no idea what's going to happen in the future. So that is a big tip I have when it comes to stress, identifying the things that you can control and fix right now, right here in this moment. Another tip I have to keep your stress levels down is journaling. I've talked about journaling before. I've also talked about it over on my health account, Morgan Flit Health, but I absolutely love journaling. I saw a counselor my senior year of college, and she recommended that I start journaling because I am a very emotional person. And like I said, things that are in the future and haven't even happened yet tend to really stress me out. So just jotting down how I'm feeling and what my current emotions are in my journal every day really helped me. I tend to do this every morning. It takes like 5 or 10 minutes, and it just really helps ground me. It helps pinpoint exactly how I'm feeling, how I can come up with solutions, how to fix it, and just getting everything out on paper helps so much. I'm telling you, getting it out on paper, just writing everything out, will make you feel 100 times better. So the next time you're feeling stressed, grab a piece of paper, grab your journal, and just make a list of how you're feeling, what your emotions are, what's stressing you out. And I feel like when it's on paper and you're looking at it, it's much more easier to tackle. So huge journaling gal. I always recommend journaling for stress relief. My last tip to keep your stress levels down in this crazy hectic time is remembering that this is not going to last forever. I always say to my friends and family, wow, a year from now, the world, fingers crossed, will hopefully be different and in a good way and hopefully back to quote unquote normal, like how it was pre-COVID. I always tell that to myself and my friends and my family, that a year from now, I just have a feeling that things will be so much better than what they are currently. I always, always pray and hope for a vaccine. I always pray and hope for a cure. And I really hope that this time next year, we will return back to normal. And that just kind of gives me a little bit of hope for the hecticness and the stress that I'm feeling right now. I think it's so easy to feel so ungrateful for what we're all going through right now and really question why we're going through this and complain about it. But I think just keeping your hopes high and knowing that in a year from now, things will be better. This is not going to last forever. Will help keep those stress levels low because, yes, the future is uncertain, but if you always look at it with a positive outlook, good things will come to you in the future. Hey, so that is everything that I wanted to cover for this episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sticking by me in my little 3-week hiatus. It was much needed, but I promise I will be back with regularly scheduled Tuesday episodes. I have a lot of great guest ideas lined up and episode ideas lined up. So make sure that you're subscribed on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Please feel free to give the podcast a 5-star review and a written review, as that helps Apple market the podcast to more audiences. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Morgan Flit Health and the podcast Instagram at A Little Bit of Everything Podcast. That is where I tend to put all of the podcast updates. That's where I announced that the podcast was going on a short hiatus. So if you only just listen via audio on whatever podcast app you listen on, you might have not known I was on a hiatus. I put everything on the podcast Instagram. So go ahead on Instagram. Follow there. You'll know when new episodes are coming out, when I have guests, all of that cool stuff. But go ahead, follow me on Instagram and the podcast Instagram. I'm really excited to be back. Sitting here and recording right now makes me so happy. If you have any guest ideas or episode ideas, feel free to send them to my Instagram DMs. I would love to know what kind of content you guys want to hear going forward. I'm really excited. This hiatus was much needed, and now I feel very refreshed and recharged. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day or night or morning, whenever you're listening to this. I'm really excited to be back, like I said, and I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye, everyone.